Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender, found a creature that will make itself at home in nearly any hot, dry, inhospitable place.
Looking up, lying on my back, the firmament is a bottomless well, where infinite height turns to infinite depth and the worst kind of vertigo, the kind that derives from our insignificance. But the Milky Way casts like a net across the sky, and there is comfort in that. Most days, the wetted air of Long Island Sound makes it impossible to see. And the constellations are also preternaturally bright. Orion's Belt rising as if from the ocean. Ursa Major named for a bear and shaped like a cup. The Pleiades, those seven sisters candling the night light years from here. And the great Magellanic Cloud. Meteor! Hangled low, it splinters like a struck match exploding into parts. It leaves behind a pale green afterglow. And now, instead of being present as I was, I am thinking about the red desert heart of Australia and the middle of nowhere. On a day that turned into an evening just like this, I strolled across the landscape of Henbury, where a piece of the sky fell down 4,400 years before. The dryness makes the desert night turn cold, and I was shivering from that and from the thought of what it must have been like when some nameless thing broke free, crashing through the upper atmosphere, and seven huge fragments arrived in a storm of fire. The craters left behind, no less apparent than the craters of the moon, are memory brought into the present from the distance and the past. Down to Earth, I turned to go, and there on the other side of the gravel road, also as if dropped from the sky, a herd of camels appeared, 11 of them, watching as if I was the alien one, despite the 70 or 80,000 years by which humanity preceded their presence. Here, for once, it is the camels, not human beings, who are newcomers. They don't belong, yet have succeeded, some would say, too well. This despite they were brought without their consent and were no longer profitable, thrown out like rags. Without water, in that heat, and no food, on foot, unwillingly, into the silent desolation of Henbury, I wouldn't last a week, wouldn't last the day. Maybe this is what who belongs and who does not really means.
That's Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender.